Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I am your host, Jordan McNamara. We're going to do a series here on contract situations to watch over the next, we'll call it a year or so. There's a group of guys getting contract extension watch. There's a group of guys that are being, you know, just straight free agents. There's a group of guys that might be cut candidates or trade candidates or those sorts of things. So we'll sort of run down the situation here. It's just stuff to keep in mind. You know, this might be something to come back to. And heck, let's see if we can maybe plan some ways to think about it. So basically the fifth-year extension guys, so this is class of 2018. So your Baker Mayfields, your Josh Allen, your Lamar Jackson, your Sam Darnold, and Rosen doesn't really factor in. But that group of guys, all of them going to be up here. So I think, you know, of the most interesting two to me, I think Josh Allen's going to get super max. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. And if I was Buffalo, I think I would wait until – I'd wait another year. I would do a Dak Prescott personally. And you're not even up against a tag situation. You're up against the fifth-year extension, so you can – yeah, just do it and let it play out. I'd do the same thing with all of these guys, honestly. You can pay too much too early. You know, if you've got a guy, and so my theory on this is all the same, and it sort of carries over amongst all quarterbacks almost in all situations. But if you got a guy, you pay him. You kind of do whatever it takes to whether that's acquire him, you know, in Dynasty, whether that is to maintain his contract in the real NFL, you know, or to trade for him in the situation of, you know, Rodgers, Watson. Mahomes is on the market, but Rodgers, Watson, heck, Stafford, for that matter, right? These guys, you sort of pay what it takes if they're the guy. And so for all of these guys, for Allen, for Jackson, for Mayfield, for Darnold, I think it all behooves the teams to wait another year. Make sure Josh Allen, this wasn't a fluke. This wasn't bad variance, right? Make sure Lamar Jackson, like, let's see him make a progression as a passer. Let's see what Mayfield's ceiling is. You know, get that more information. And teams rush out and do these deals, and they do them a year too early. And, you know, with the Dak Prescott thing, like, he probably deserved it before it actually happened this offseason. Like, he probably deserved it instead of playing out last year and then getting hurt and all that stuff. He ultimately proved his worth, but he had probably earned it. And I never faulted them for waiting a little bit to try and make sure. So I would do that probably with all of them. I would suspect Josh Allen probably gets some contract extension talk here in the next couple months. I expect maybe Lamar Jackson would do it too. Like I said, I'd wait on all of them. You know, we'll see on Mayfield and Darnold. They got to let them play it out for sure, I would think. So, yeah, so that's really the big four fifth-year contract extension guys. And we got a handful of guys who are going to be free agents. Tyrod Taylor would be a free agent. He's playing for money this year. Ryan Fitzpatrick, same deal. I'd say if there's a beneficiary out of Fitzpatrick, you know, Heinicke is on a multi-year deal. So if Fitzpatrick starts bad, you know, listen, they go 2-5 to start out the gate, and Fitzpatrick's old Fitzpatrick, Heinicke could see a deal, could see an opportunity. And so that would be something I would just bear in mind, sort of back end of rosters. You know, he got a multi-year extension based on what he did in the playoffs last year. So just keep that in mind there with him. You know, Tyrod Taylor, likewise a free agent. If they start 1-6, I didn't use 2-5 intentionally. If they start 1-6, you know, Davis Mills, right? I mean, that's a situation that's totally plausible, probably the right way to go. So that would be the situation there with him. You know, is he going to keep sort of landing these opportunities? We'll see. Andy Dalton's another one. He's a free agent. Roethlisberger, Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Cam, Jimmy Garoppolo are the big ones. Cam is actually the last one that's really a true free agent. Garoppolo's essentially a free agent. He's $27.5 million dead cap hit next year, or $27.5 million cap hit next year. 1.4 of that is dead. So he's all but cut. We'll see, you know, when that happens, if there's a trade, yada, yada there. So, but I'm essentially treating him as a free agent. You know, the other guys, you know, we'll see what Ben has to offer. You know, we kind of know what Bridgewater is at this point. I think Winston, of the guys in this, Winston's playing for probably the most money. If he goes out and is good Winston, he could earn, you know, Baker Mayfield plus type contract. Like, that could kind of be the watch that we're in. So we'll see. We'll see on all that. A couple other guys I think is interesting to note here a little bit further down the line, just for super flex consideration, you know, if you're making longevity bets. Derek Carr is actually under contract for 2022, but it is about $19.9 million, just a shade under that, and there's no guarantees, and you could cut and save all of it against the cap. So he's essentially playing this year as his final year of that contract. In terms of, you know, team commitment to him. But I'll say, you know, $19.9 million cap hit next year, not bad. So I don't know if that's a – I tend to think that that could be a trade situation. You know, that contract's actually pretty interesting. I thought it was interesting this year if you were trying to acquire a quarterback, that his contract made him very attractive. It was always something that I thought, you know, that hasn't come to fruition. I don't think it will at this point. That was always one that, you know, to me was really interesting. One other one I think that is interesting too in this lens is Cousins. And so Kirk Cousins is under contract through 2022, and the way he basically extended out his contract, all of that is dead. So they would take a $45 million cap number next year on Cousins. $45 million of that is dead cap. So that is, you know, that's, I think it'll be interesting to sort of watch for in terms of how all that works out. What is uncertain is, you know, if they trade him, you know, are they going to take all of that cut? I think it might matter, you know, pre, post, June 1, all that type of stuff. Over the cap doesn't have the calculator up because it's calculating this year, not next year. But one of the, as I was sort of looking through the Cousins stuff, one of the things that to me sort of, you know, I sort of jumped to is, you know, who would be interested? And so I think it's a pretty clear typology, which is it's teams that are contending, teams that don't have a quarterback, and teams that don't have a developmental quarterback, right? So that's the tricky part there. So you sort of look at that. You know, I think everyone in the AFC East is probably covered. The AFC North, I think the team to look at, probably Pittsburgh. Like, that could be a team that's interesting. I don't know sort of how their contract situation will ultimately allow for a $45 million cap hit there. You know, they've got some cap struggles that they're going through themselves. As you keep looking around there, the AFC South, I mean, I don't know. Is that someone that could be interesting to Indy if Carson Wentz falls on his face? Tough to see other spots in that division. And then in the West, I mean, it doesn't really make a ton of sense outside of someplace like Denver. So, again, what does that look like? They're in the Aaron Rodgers situation. You know, they're in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. You know, the NFC, I think, is interesting too. You know, obviously Washington would be probably not a marriage that's going to actually work there. I bet those bridges are burned. But that could be a situation that we look for one of these guys. If Fitzpatrick, yeah, if he retires, if he's, you know, not the guy, whatever, that's a situation that we could potentially look at and be, you know, what one of the, is that a Carr landing spot, for example? You know, do the Giants, you know, if the Giants flop, what about Philly? Philly's one that's interesting. So I think there's more, you know, we could go through the NFC. North is probably set. You know, the NFC South, you know, Ryan's probably set. You know, is that a Saints landing spot? I'm not sure if Cousins flops. You know, is that something that Tampa Bay might do if Brady retired? That's interesting. You know, Carolina, you know, that's one that they're constantly looking for a guy. They just don't strike me as being a Cousins landing spot. You know, you keep going out west, and then you're basically you're looking at Seattle, San Francisco, the Rams, and Arizona. Like, they're all good. So, you know, there's a handful of spots that might be interested. I think there's maybe a few more, particularly Washington, that could be interested in a guy like Derek Carr. I think ultimately that kind of pegs Minnesota being back with him. It's a tough situation too, because I think a lot of teams would say, there's a lot of things that point to Kirk Cousins and saying, yeah, like, it's tough to do a lot better than that. It is just really tough to go from mid-level, was average, right around average, sort of in that, in the range between 10 and 20, right? 10 in that range. It's tough to take a big leap up. That's kind of what you saw the Rams try and do, you know, go up two spots, but, you know, go up with two firsts and try and jump that tier. That's tough to do. There's just not that many guys. And, you know, it's not even a situation where Rodgers is probably available to them, because it's not going to be an intra-divisional trade probably, you know. And then you look, it's Watson, right? I mean, just there's not many guys, and that's probably not a landing spot either. There's just not many guys where you can sort of make that leap. So on the flip side is, do you want to take sort of a downgrade or, you know, rebuild or whatnot? Cousins is kind of the perfect stuck-in-between guy. But I do think you can win with them. I just think they're kind of going through a little bit of a restructure here on the roster. I think you can win with them. Like, you can definitely win with the guy that had the second most yards per attempt in the league. You can absolutely win with that guy. So that'll be one to be really interesting. You know, it's probably more of a theoretical exercise. Even if we're just thinking about it now, it's he'll, the most likely story is that he'll play out his contract and be a free agent in 2023. That's sort of the, it'll be what, 35 at that point. So I think that's the most likely scenario, and he's fully guaranteed here throughout the rest of his deal. So, all right, well, I'll do it for the AFC, for the quarterback rundown of guys that are potential free agents. I do think there's a couple other guys to note that aren't really starters in the starter conversation right now. Mitchell Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, they're both free agents. To be in 2022. I think those are interesting. You know, those are definitely interesting ones in terms of, you know, potential, you know, rebound type opportunities. Jacoby Brissett, probably not the same type of scenario there with him. You probably don't see like a starting job there. You don't see a Tannehill situation really there with him. I did mention Roethlisberger as well. Taysom Hill is actually voidable too. So that's one, you know, we'll sort of see. That's more of a running gag than it is anything else. So that'll pretty much do it for this again. So I think the big takeaways in terms of looking for storylines here over the next, you know, we'll call it, you know, couple months, it's the quarterback extensions of Allen, of Jackson, of Mahomes. Allen, Jackson, and Mayfield. I think those are the big watches. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we'll talk again very soon.